Thank you and good morning. A Humboldt County jury on Thursday found Jason Anthony Warren guilty of murder in the first degree, with the special allegations of torture and lying in wait for the killing of Dorothy Ulrich, murder in the first degree for the killing of Suzanne Seaman, and two counts of attempted murder for the attempted killing of Terry Vroman Little and Jessica Hunt on September 27th of 2012. Multiple news sources announced the verdict in Judge Timothy Cisna's courtroom, and Judge Cisna will hold a hearing to deal with Warren's three-strike status next week before he formally sentences Warren on December 20th. It's expected that Warren will serve a term of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Heavy rain and wind made its impact on Humboldt County over the past 24 hours, forcing the closure of schools, shutting down roadways due to flooding and debris, and canceling flights out of the county airport. The rain was heavy at times again early this morning, and motorists can expect to find very wet roadways on their morning commute. The storm buffeted and battered the cover of the Fortuna Ice Rink, although the rink will be open this morning by 10 o'clock, according to a tweet from City Manager Regan Candelario. Thousands of customers across the region were left without power, although currently the PG&E power outage map for the region remains clear. Minor rock, mud, and debris slides were reported in southern Humboldt, and the National Weather Service forecast more rain for today with possible thunderstorms overnight and heavy rain on Saturday as a second storm front moves through the area. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office has captured a man wanted on multiple warrants following a high-speed chase near Crescent City on Thursday afternoon. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office received an anonymous tip that 41-year-old Jason Modi was in the area around Joshua Road and Parkway Drive north of Crescent City. When Modi spotted a sheriff's deputy, he fled the scene at a high rate of speed, leading the deputy on a pursuit south on Parkway. Other agencies were alerted, including the CHP, Crescent City Police, and Park Rangers, and the pursuit came to an end after Modi lost control of his vehicle on Washington Boulevard and crashed. He then fled into a heavily wooded area and was soon chased down and arrested. Modi was booked for assault with a deadly weapon, criminal threats, assault on a police officer, and multiple traffic violations, along with the outstanding warrants. A Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy was led on a low-speed pursuit along Highway 36 on Wednesday afternoon after the deputy spotted a motorcycle being ridden without a license plate at Murrish's Market in Hydesville. The rider, Arthur Mowat, was wanted on a warrant for felony evasion, and he fled the scene again, but never too fast, only reaching speeds of up to 50 miles per hour and then decelerating down to 20 miles per hour or so. The pursuit ended when Mowat ran out of gas. He then fled on foot, but a Bureau of Land Management ranger was on scene and chased him down on a four-wheel drive vehicle and took him into custody. Mowat was found in possession of 3 pounds of processed marijuana. Mowat was booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Attacks on corrections officers at jails or prisons are not unheard of, even at the county level. But two attacks on corrections deputies at the Humboldt County Jail in the past few weeks have raised concerns. Specifically, concerns about the type of inmate who is now housed in the local jail because of the passage of state laws like AB 109 and AB 47. Those bills, both aimed at reducing the state's prison population at the order of the federal government, have meant that some prisoners who would have been returned to prison now remain in county jail, as Sheriff Mike Downey explains.
Individuals that they were moving from one area to another, that type of thing, and out of the blue, they were assaulted. And it's a sign of the type of inmate that we're now housing at the Humboldt County Sheriff's Correctional Facility. Part of what's come out of AB 109, jail realignment, and 47, all those things have added to this. So we have a whole different type of clientele, you might say.
The sheriff's office will soon have more space and resources to work with when the completion of a wing adjoining the courthouse is finished.
With this new expansion that we're looking at, this will help alleviate some of those issues in the sense that we'll have a better grasp on the depth and severity of some of the mental ill issues that are going on within the facility. I mean, let's face it, county lockups are the biggest mental facilities we have in the state of California.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Sheriff Downey by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.